question from Hong Kong, China, on the response that they gave to one of my questions. I asked whether the involvement of civil society organizations in this constructive dialogue might entail some harm, or whether their conduct might be classified as criminal conduct by the Hong Kong authorities. I also asked whether human rights bodies of the United Nations, including specifically the Office of the High Commissioner of the United Nations for Human Rights and treaty bodies, whether they are foreign political organizations as regards the ordinance governing such associations, and whether participation of these entities, of these treaty bodies, whether that would be classified as collusion with foreign forces in line with the national security law. The response that I got was that the national security law would not apply if the activity of these bodies is normal. But of course, the delegation of Hong Kong, China might take it that this is an, might understand that this is an excessively vague response, because the conduct of these organizations and these associations is described, I described it in my question. These are organizations which cooperate in terms of periodic reviews of states. These are bodies which oversee the compliance with national, international treaties, such as this committee. So my question then is whether we would be considered as political foreign organizations to the effect of applying the ordinance of associations. Now, I think the response is that whether if we conduct ourselves normally, nothing would happen. I think that response is insufficient. I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gomez. Ms. Abdorushol.
Muchas gracias, señor.